19. This is USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777. 800-722-7777.
New documents out name a second person of interest in the Las Vegas shooting. Police believe Douglas Haig may have conspired with Stephen Paddock before the mass shooting in October. Haig was asked by CBS News if he noticed anything strange about Stephen Paddock.
I couldn't detect anything wrong with this guy. He told me exactly what he wanted. I handed him a box of with the ammunition in it, and he paid me and he left.
Haig also talked about how since the shooting in Las Vegas, he has been going back trying to retrace his thoughts as far as if there's anything different he could have done.
I'm still racking my brain for what did I miss? Why didn't I pick this up?
The FBI said today it has grave concerns about the accuracy of a classified memo prepared by Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee, which the lawmakers voted earlier this week to make public. The memo is said to have information about misconduct by FBI officials investigating Russia's involvement into the 2016 election. This is USA Radio News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFCs only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Another report backs up the president's claim in his State of the Union address about job creation. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The morning after President Trump touts the U.S. economy during his first term in office.
Unemployment claims have hit a 45-year low.
A report is released by Moody's Analytics and ADP, a private report that indicates 234,000 people were hired in the month of January, substantially higher than the 185,000 predicted. The government jobs report for January is due out on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Bond.
Super Bowl time, that means it's time to open up your wallet for snacks again. USA Radio Network's Rachel Marie has the details.
According to Nielsen, the ratings people, an estimated $82 million will be spent on Super Bowl fare this year. A mere $14.1 billion will be shelled out for game day party grub, wings being the most popular, and $2.3 billion will be poured into adult beverages, $1.2 billion on beer, the remaining on wine and cocktails. For USA Radio News, I'm Rachel Marie.
And finally, regarding the President's State of the Union address last night, it was the third longest speech in history, went for about 80 minutes, and had some 150 applause lines. Regarding viewership, we're seeing about the same number of folks watched this year as in 2017. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Huntin' Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Huntin' Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Good afternoon. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy, streaming live from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio studio in Flemington, New Jersey. I just wanted to give you an update real quick. I hope you're having a great day on the weather. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of about 24. South wind about 6 miles per hour, becoming calm after midnight. And then Thursday, a chance of showers after 4 in the afternoon, cloudy with a high about 45. Rain likely before 1 a.m. on Thursday night, then rain and snow likely between 1 and 4 a.m., then snow likely again after 4 a.m. So we're expecting a snow accumulation of less than a half of an inch, which is possible on Thursday night. And then on Friday, a chance of snow between 11 a.m. and 2 in the afternoon, partly sunny with a high of 30, mostly clear with a low around only 13 on Friday night, and then mostly sunny with a high of nearly 29 on Saturday, with a chance of snow again after 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low about 26 on Saturday night. Sunday, chance of rain and showers after 2 in the afternoon, then likely rain again between 2 and 4 p.m., then rain and snow likely again after 4 in the afternoon with a high of only 38. Snow likely continuing mainly before 2 a.m. on Sunday night, mostly cloudy otherwise with a low about 23, and then chance of snow continuing before 8 a.m. on Monday morning, mostly cloudy with a high of 35. I want to invite you to stay with us through the next quick commercial break. My guest today is a very, very special. He's the editor and general manager of the Courier News with so many more things to tell you about. His name is Paul Grizzella. And he's going to tell us his story. Listening, they're part of the USA Today network, and we'll be right back. Stay with us real quick. We'll be right back. Talented people, thanks for listening.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Talented People, and I'm Jeannie Murphy. Good afternoon. It's about 3:07 on January 31st. I hope you're having a great day and a great year. Happy 2018. My guest today calling in on the line is Paul Grizzella. Are you there, Paul?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thanks for calling in today.
Of course.
It is so nice to have you on the show. We are so honored to have you speaking with us today and telling us about yourself and what you do. There's, you know, so many people out there listening right now and around the Hunterdon County and Tri-State area that see your work every day through the Courier News and everything else. And then everybody's saying, wait a second, he's always telling everybody about everything else. Let's hear about him. So that's why we're so happy to have you today. And if you don't mind, Paul, can you take a couple minutes to tell us about you, your personal story, and yourself?
Of course, be happy to. I am a native of New Jersey. I was born in Somerville, and I grew up in Somerset County. I'm a 1979 graduate of Watchung Hills Regional High School, and I attended Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois, where I received a bachelor's and master's in journalism. Inspired, I think, by a lot of what was going on in the mid-70s and late 70s with Watergate and what newspapers were doing at that time. I think that's kind of what led me to where I wanted to have that experience too. It was even on my high school newspaper editor, and I also then was an editor at a magazine for 3 years at Northwestern that was produced by the journalism class.
Let me just say, you know, for those out there listening, like Northwestern in Chicago area is the known, like the elitist of all journalism. So I think, you know, you might be used to saying you went to Northwestern, but I want everyone out there to know that that's where like the greatest of the greatest have come from. Is that right or what?
That's right. We have a very proud Wildcat tradition, and I'm a very proud alumnus of the school. It was funny, when I started in 1979, we were still using typewriters, and that's what I trained on. Just toward the end of my journalism training career, I had an internship, and that's when everyone was just transitioning from hot type to cold type, where everything was starting to transition to computers rather than, you know, the old printing presses. And it was an interesting time to work in a time of transition. But really, that's what my whole career's been about, transition, you know, going from hot type to cold type to working 24/7, you know, sharing stories through Facebook, through our very robust website, mycentraljersey.com, which is the website for the print. It's for the print platforms of the Courier News and the Home News Tribune. It's just all about keeping up and making sure that you never lose fact of what you're doing is telling your local stories.
Well, it is fascinating, I'm sure, to everyone out there listening and to, you know, those who even, you know, like you say, are, I want to say old enough to remember typewriters, because I think a lot of the kids out there and so on, I don't even want to call them kids because they're 30 now, never even ever had to deal with, like, the white, what was that stuff, white out?
Yeah.
You know,
and everything else.
Thinking back to you guys in that newspaper industry, which has changed, like you said, you're in transition all the time so much. It is, it's an interesting question just to ask you about back in those days. Was it really like where you'd just pull the piece of paper out of the typewriter and rip it up and start again? Like, did you really have to start over all the time, or how did you guys get that done back there in the day?
It really was, you know, I guess one of the things, though, that I did learn, because you learned to compose a story in your head and write quickly, and so that's a skill that I still have.
Wow. That's wild to think about. Oh, my goodness. Sorry, that's like one of those, like, as people say, well, aha moment. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just want you to know that. So that is a skill. So basically, you were able to avoid having to retype and type and make longer a story and extra words just to get it in your head and then just type it.
Right. And that, you know, that was one of the things that was expected in my school. But when I was an intern for the Courier News in the summer of 1982, and that was when they had just literally introduced computers into the newsroom, and those computers were as big as a TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were huge, huge machines, and so that's when the process was already starting to change. And you know, it was different, but what I always keep in mind, like I said before, we're telling the stories of how people live and what they care about.
We love it. I'm so glad to have you on today. I'm so glad everybody out there listening is having the opportunity to hear behind the scenes from Paul Grazella. Now, I want you to know that he is going to be speaking at an event coming up on March 1st on Thursday evening between about 5:30 and 7:30 in Ringo's. You can look it up on Eventbrite. It's called the Need It Now Know-How Club, featuring Paul Grazella. And he's going to talk about what it is about being a journalist that actually engages him to provide the stories and to show what's going on to the community. So we're going to go to our first break right now. Again, he's on the line right now calling in from My Central Jersey. He is an editor and general manager of the Courier News, which is all part of the USA Today network, as well as other properties, which he's going to tell us about as we go through the next half hour. So stay with us, and we'll be right back. Thanks for listening here. It's Jeannie Murphy, Talented People.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Hope you're having a wonderful afternoon. My guest today calling in from the Career News in Fleming, Hunterdon County. Where is it actually located at there, Paul Grisella?
Our physical address for both the Courier News and the Home News is 92 East Main Street, on the second floor of one of the downtown offices in office buildings in Somerville.
Oh, okay. So but let's take a second for you to share with everybody out there a little bit more about the Home News and the Career News and where you're the general manager, and then we want to get all into what you do there and everything else. Tell us about the business itself.
Okay, sure. Both papers have a long storied history in the community. The Courier News began in Plainfield in 1884. The Home News Tribune is a combination of various papers that began in Middlesex County about 1879 to 1883. Over the years, the two papers combined in the 40s and separately in Middlesex County and separately in Somerset County. The Courier News historic market is Somerset County, Plainfield, and Hunterdon County. The Home News Tribune has always focused on Middlesex County as well as a portion of Union County in Linden and Rahway. So we have a pretty wide footprint between the two newspapers. All of the content that we produce for print as well as additional content, video, photo galleries, stories that may not be exactly right for the newspaper or be able to fit the physical space of the paper, go online to mycentraljersey.com. And both papers are part of the USA Today network. Of course, the flagship of the network is USA Today, based in D.C. There are approximately 100 or so newspapers that comprise the USA Today network, and they're all around the country. In New Jersey, they include the Bergen Record, the Asbury Park Press, the Cherry Hill paper, the Courier Post, the Vineland paper, as well as the Daily Record in Morristown. And the Bergen Record also includes the Herald, as well as a number of weeklies that cover those three northern communities as well, counties as well as Morris. So the Gannett, New Jersey, has a very large footprint throughout the state, and because of that, we're able to share a lot of good statewide content, state stories, to our readers, both in print and on our digital platform.
That is just so impressive and fascinating. Can you mentioned in there just real, understanding your reach and understanding that you're the editor and the general manager of the Courier News part of it. Can you tell us, how do you work with the other papers that you were talking about, like the Asbury Park Press and stuff? How does that work?
First and foremost, we always try to remember that our readers are picking us up or looking at us online because they're wondering about what's happening in their local communities. So that's always in the forefront of my mind. But I also know that they want to know what's happening around the state. There's an appetite for that as well. So I try to make sure that I am aware of any large state stories that any of our partners may be doing, or maybe there might be a story that is of interest that started as a local story that would have interest within our markets. So, for example, early this morning, the Broken Record posted the story that I'm sure you're familiar with about the first flu death in New Jersey of a young girl from, and she's from someplace in central Jersey, according to state records. Now, we have been trying to know where that is because the state could, the state's definition of central Jersey is not doesn't align with mine, which is fine, but not does it only include our four counties, but it also includes Mercer, Ocean, and Monmouth, and Morris. So we're still not sure where the young woman worked, lived. So we have been, all of the state resources have been looking at and calling local resources to say, you know, to ask, was this little girl from our market? So it's an example of how we can use the resources of our state resources to present a state story that still has may have a local angle. I think really this past week has been a perfect example of the power of local, state, and national. Every day we've been able to, a lead story has been happening within our markets and different stories that we've centerpieced on A1, the front page, but we've also been running an eight-day series from Asbury Park Press called Protecting the Shield, which is a really good investigative piece about how bad police are sometimes kept on the books and protected through the legal system. And then we've also had a very powerful series from USA Today Network about the opioid crisis and how that is impacting everyone across the country. Some very powerful reporting. And this Sunday, we're going to conclude that series with a local story. We've interviewed a couple, a Central Jersey couple, whose son died of a drug overdose late last year, and they're staging a fundraiser early next, this is still January, early next, or in mid-February to try to talk about the scourge of opioid abuse and how it can tear a family apart, and they're doing it as a fundraiser for Rutgers University, a dorm there that is for recovering addicts. It's really all about from starting with local, when appropriate, sharing the regional and state, and then going to the national story.
That's just so interesting. Can you tell us like a little bit about a typical day in your office, in your seat? What is it like? I mean, people must be trying to get to you all the time to just tell you their stories, and tell us about that.
I get about 300 to 400 emails a day. Part of it's just weeding through those and knowing, responding quickly. I'm one of those people, I was taught, you just touch a piece of paper once. I believe you just touch an email once. Otherwise, you make your decision and go on. So there's a lot of, there's just a lot of keeping track of things, making sure that you're on top of things, a lot of planning. My day started at 7 o'clock this morning when I was updating our digital platform, making sure, sometimes I'll jump on first thing to make sure that we have the most up-to-date information on mycentraljersey.com, so people who may go there looking for something about the State of the Union or earlier this week about what happened at the Grammys will still find that there, as well as whatever may have happened locally. Then throughout the day, we're planning, we're posting stories, some of which may appear the next day, some of which may appear in print later in the week. We kind of program our content now so that we try to, you know, of course, if there's breaking news, well, that goes up right away. But there are some stories that we're, you know, we're very proud of, that we take time with, that we may post on a Wednesday that may not run in print until Sunday. It really depends on how people consume news, and we know how people consume news because we can track every piece of content that we post. So we know what people read and what they don't read, and that helps inform our decisions.
Right. Well, those analytics and those tools that are available now must just be invaluable in your business because, yeah, you can tell. Do you have a couple, like, suggestions for anyone out there as to what you usually look for? What are those performing, you know, stories? What do they have to do with?
Well, of course, people, you know, they're always breaking news of crime, accidents always do well. But we know that also people in our area like to go shopping and go dining out. So, you know, those are stories that if a new business is opening, and it's not so much a doctor's office, but someplace where they can go shop and buy things or do something, those do very well. So, for example, that's one of the reasons we had a piece last week on escape rooms. That was one of our Sunday cover stories. And that was because we've noticed in the last nine to six months that more of those have been opening around our market, including one that's just going to open at Prattsville's Mill in Stockton.
That's interesting.
Yep. It's a good story. I would encourage everyone to read it. It's just, you know, kind of a trend, and the story's done very well metrically online. So our thought process about it was correct. It wasn't a story that just, you know, laid there. But people also are concerned about just, they're concerned to a point about government news, but not at long, boring process stories. They just want to know what it means to them or what it will cost to them. So we know how we've reported government news has changed over the years because of that, because we're trying to stay with our community what they want to know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just want everybody out there to know that you're basically Paul Grazella, and you're the editor and general manager of the Courier News. There's the Home News Tribune and the part of the USA Today network. You probably recognize his name because if you read any of the papers, especially like the Courier around every day here in Hunterdon County in Central Jersey, you'll see his name. And we just wanted to talk to him today to find out more about what it's like to be in his shoes. And we're going to talk a little bit more after we go to this break. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and this is Talented People. And again, it's Paul Grazella calling in on the line. We're going to go to our break, and then we're going to hear about more about what he does in the community, what else is going on, some of the greatest stories that he's had to report on, and anything else we can get out of him. So stay with us. And don't forget, if you want to meet him in person on March 1st, you can look up on Eventbrite or Facebook and look up the Need It Now Know-How Club in Ringo's on March 1st, where he'll be their featured speaker. So stand by. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News.
It was pretty amazing. The first responders were really the member doctors who were demanding to get off the train. Security was concerned because it looked like there might be gas leakage, and they were concerned there could be an explosion. There wasn't, as it turned out. But you have, unfortunately, a lot of doctors that are members in both chambers. So you had, like, Brad Winstrup and Michael Burgess from Texas, or Roger Marshall from Kansas, Senator Cassidy, Bill Cassidy from Louisiana.
Republican Congressman Tom Cole describing the scene as a chartered train carrying Republican lawmakers to a retreat collided with a trash truck in Virginia this morning, killing at least one person and leaving others seriously injured. Now, we are hearing among the serious injuries, none of them were members of Congress. That's according to White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly.
And now you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-768-0158. 800-768-0158.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Talented People streaming live on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station across the country, especially focusing on Central Jersey and the surrounding areas of Hunterdon County. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and this is Talented People. And my guest today calling in is Paul Grazella, and he is the editor and general manager of the Courier News, part of the USA Today network, and several other publications that are very, very prominent. If you don't recognize his name, take a look at the paper next time you are reading one, and you'll see his name. So, Paul, let's talk a little bit more about you and your involvement with the community, things that you like to do outside of your work. Can you share with us a little bit more about yourself?
Sure, of course. For many years, I have been involved with United Way. I feel very strongly about their mission and how they have tried to rejigger, to reflect where the community is going and how they want their donated dollars spent. I was a board chair at the United Way of Somerset County, which has since merged with several other United Ways to form the United Way of Northern New Jersey, and I'm still involved with the organization as both a personal supporter and on a subcommittee. For many years, I've also been involved with the Workforce Development Board of Greater Raritan. That services Somerset and Hunterdon counties. It's a federally funded organization of volunteers with some paid staff that helps people who have had, who are unemployed or may have lost their job or need job retraining, find that training and find a livable wage. I believe very strongly in the whole idea of having a livable wage in our region. And I'm very proud of the work that the Greater Raritan Workforce Development Board does. It has offices, employment training offices in Somerville and in, Flemington, Raritan Township, right near the hospital. For many years, I've also been involved with the Hunterdon Chamber, the Somerset County Business Partnership, and the Middlesex County Regional Chamber of Commerce. I try to be a good board member and attend meetings as my schedule permits. I'm also a member of Healthier Somerset, which is a organization of different health businesses like the hospitals, carrier clinic, other organizations that provide health services as a way to, it's a way for different groups to collaborate on single goals. And it's really been interesting because a lot of these things that I'm involved with don't directly impact my work, but sometimes I get story ideas from it. And it just gives me another way to understand and see different parts of the community that I wouldn't otherwise be able to, including getting a better grasp on how our communities continue to change as they become more diverse. You know, yesterday I was walking through Raritan Valley Community College. I've been asked to join the college's 50th anniversary planning committee. That anniversary actually commences in September. And one of the things that struck me as I was walking through the college is how diverse our younger student population is. And that's just something I always try to keep in my mind, even when we're crafting stories, that we have to remember that the population it continues to change and evolve, and we have to continue to change and evolve with it. And finally, I'm also a member of St. John's Episcopal Church in Somerville, active member on the finance committee, do a lot of volunteer work, believe that's an important part of my life as well.
I can't believe it. I'm just reminding everybody who you are. Paul Grizzella, he's the editor and the general manager of the Courier News and several different publications in the Central Jersey area across the state as well, and also part of the USA Today network. And, you know, you were saying earlier in the show that you get 300 or 400 emails a day. And then you were saying that you're part of these, like the United Way and then our Raritan Valley Community College. And you're talking about some of that volunteer work and support that you do, including a board member for the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. And I'm just sitting here thinking to myself a couple things. First, I can't imagine being you and kind of, I guess, like, you know, there's certain degrees of separation that we outside of the journalism world have. We're like on social media, we're connected, and we just can't believe that we know all these people one way or the other through so many little degrees. But you are being proposed stories by people all day, every day, through the weekend, things that make sense, like you said, to your readers, some that make sense to be online. And then you see at Raritan Valley the diversity and the growing change of the readership and your customers, those people who are reading. And I'm like trying to figure out, you must know everybody, that's for one. Everyone who you mentioned should be very honored, that, you know, including me, by the way, because I know you're presenting as our featured speaker at the Need It Now PR Know-How Club in Ringo's on March 1st. You can look it up on Eventbrite. But I'm just saying that those that you have chose to support, I mean, really should know how much you do all day long. And then some, including St. John's. I think that's fantastic that you take in that, just volunteer and support that nonprofit and that work to get you more involved with the community, to see what they need, and then to be able, as a journalist, to be able to share it. And I am interested in asking you about that, those younger, like the Raritan Valley Community College students, like you say, that you see a totally different, you know, mix of diversity. And they do things differently than the typical 45 or 50 or 55-year-old reader of a newspaper. So tell us about what's going on in that world of yours.
Honestly, I wish I knew more about them. I'm fascinated by how my younger team members, how they consume and use content, and I've tried to take some of their tips. I'm a very reluctant user of Instagram. I like Facebook. I don't need to share everything that my husband and I do with our dogs. But,
right.
but you know, it's, and I tweet and I try to do all that stuff. And I try to. We've been finding too that it's important for us to be part of different community Facebook groups, so that people who may have lost touch with us or who are new to the area and are not familiar with the brand, get to know us again, so that they can understand that yes, indeed, we're here, and we continue to represent those people in the best way we can.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's a tough dance, but it's one you got to keep making.
Right. And I can only say that in my, you know, 5 or 6 years of hosting this show, one person comes back to me all the time. I know you know her as a colleague of yours, probably fellow board member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Her name's Ann Thornton. And she says to me, you know, when it comes to millennials, she's like, we need them and they need us, because there's just such a difference between the mindsets, the way that they do things under, say, 30 and over. And what you're talking about, like even Twitter and everything else, you look over and you just see, I in my public relations work, can see all the time, like I can say that 9 out of 10 times, if I meet a gentleman who's over 40, they don't even have a Twitter account yet. I got to give the girls a little more credit. Usually they're up there. But it's so interesting to identify those kind of trends and so on. And so for you, I guess it's a challenge. Tell us about some of the challenges in that world today, since I know going paperless has got to be an extreme transition, but tell us more.
It's just a matter of realizing that people consume their news differently,
mm-hmm.
and trying to keep understanding what we need to do in order to satisfy what people want. It's it's like life. It never ends. You have to keep learning, and you can't turn yourself off to anything.
Mm-hmm. It's so
true.
And
I think that, you know, that is one of the most important things that I believe in. I think that's kept me working for 35. I'm in my 35th year here. I started at the Courier News on December 12th, 1983. And I've had a variety of different jobs, from, you know, clerk to copy editor to section editor to features editor. And it's always about how do you embrace the next challenge? That's the most important thing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And not to be afraid of that challenge.
Do you find that your younger team members, like you said, your staff members that are younger, are they generally, like, are they kind of observing what you've been through, and then integrating, and are they offering, like, guidance, I want to say?
Sometimes they could care less.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's an interesting thing, because that is, like, a personality thing, generally speaking, again, that, you know, people say, but I'm just curious on your end, because, I mean, it's like you got it right there, and you need some help.
Right, but, you know, I will say all of my team members, you know, we don't have as many journalists as we had 10 years ago, because economic realities are economic realities,
mm-hmm.
but we still do a very strong daily local report that everyone, regardless of what their specific job is, that's what they know they're there to contribute to. And they, you know, do their damnedest to work really smartly. My younger team members are very good about sharing with us older people what we're doing wrong.
Oh, I love that. That's great.
So that, and, you know, and they're also willing to, you know, all of them are willing to say, none of us, I think, are stuck in, you know, we've got to do it a certain way, which is great,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, you need to have some flexibility, too. They understand that they're there to learn.
Right. Wow. What a good, like, what a great conversation, and what an interesting topic. And I'm so glad to have you here again. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People on Hunterdon County Radio. We're talking to Paul Grizzella, who's the editor and general manager of the Courier News, many different publications within my Central Jersey, Home News Tribune, part of the USA Today network. And he's going to be speaking at an event here in Hunterdon County on March 1st between 5:30 and 7:30. It's called the Need It Now Know-How Club. And if you're a business owner or individual and you'd like to come and join us, he's going to be speaking and answering questions as well about public relations work as far as getting your business out there. How do you get in front of someone like him? He gets 300 to 400 emails a day, not including all the work he does on the outside and with the work that they do inside at the Courier News. So stay with us. We're going to hear a little bit more. And again, if you want to find out information, go on Google, go on Facebook, or go on Eventbrite and join us on March 1st. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
So welcome back to the show again, Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy with our guest calling in from the Courier News. He's the editor and general manager. His name's Paul Grazella, and he's on the line there. Paul, you there?
I am.
All right. Thank you so much for the time today. Huh?
You haven't lost me yet.
I'm so glad. It's a very, very interesting episode of this show. Talking to you and learning about what you do, and it's just fascinating, I'm sure, to everyone out there listening. And again, I want to remind them that you're going to be speaking at our Need It Now Know How Club on PR and about press releases and how the Courier News and you actually, you know, receive information from someone or a company or a nonprofit and what gets to the top of your list and some suggestions for them on that and about what you do. So why don't you share a little bit more with us about some of the maybe the greatest stories or memorable stories in Hunterdon County that you've had, and anything else you'd like everybody out there to know about in the next 10 minutes.
Well, you know, this week I just happened to write a story, one of our A1 stories myself, that was in Tuesday's paper and online Monday morning, a news story out of Hunterdon County that has gotten some comment. Father James Martin, who's a Jesuit priest, and noted author, is going to give a Lenten presentation on February 15th. He was scheduled to give it at Our Lady of Lourdes in White House Station.
Mm-hmm.
Something had been planned for maybe 7 or 8 months by a lay council in Hunterdon County, a council made up of laity. About 2 weeks ago, there was an online protest regarding Father Martin.
Oh, no. What happened?
Father Martin has written numerous books, and his latest book, called Bridging the Gap, focuses on his belief on how the Catholic Church can reach out to and be more collaborative and inclusive to gay, lesbians, bisexuals, and transgender people.
Mm-hmm.
And that book has been received very well by a lot of people. It has upset some other people, some conservative Catholics. And an online protest was started by a group, and they started to bombard Our Lady of Lourdes pastor and staff with calls saying that they were going to protest Father Martin's presentation, even though he was not going to speak about that book. He's only speaking about Jesus Christ and Lent. His talk is geared. Lent begins on February 14th, so his talk is right after Lent begins. But after intense pressure, the pastor decided, and he's quoted in my story, you can read it, and the full letter is there as an online asset, about why he's decided that they had to rescind their invitation to be the host site for the for Father Martin's presentation. So instead, Father Martin will be speaking at Raspberry's at the same time at the 7 p.m. on February 15th. That's in Frenchtown.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a $5 suggested donation. It is a talk that will be about Jesus. Martin wrote a book a year and a half ago about a pilgrimage he made to the Holy Land. I heard him speak once before on this at another event in Central Jersey. He's a marvelous speaker. And it was a story that I tried my best to be fair to all sides, and I think I think we were.
Oh, I cannot wait to read it, because that would be really hard to do. Really hard to write. And that's what you have to do, right? You have to present the story fair and balanced, as they say. And, you know, knowing right. that you have your own personal opinions, you tried, like you said just now, you think you pulled, you think you did well, a good job as far as making it balanced.
I even called the organization that mounted the online petition to have him, to have the whole talk just canceled. They had 12,000 online signatures. Who knows where those signatures are from? I left three messages at the organization. I never received a call back, and I kept calling them all day long.
So, wow.
There's not more than I can do than that.
Right.
But I think it's a fair story, and I hope that that people will go with an open heart if they want to hear Father Martin's beliefs about Jesus. That's what he's going to be talking about.
Can you just name, what's the story called? So if we Google it, we find it easy enough.
Let me just go online.
Okay. While he's looking, I just want to remind everybody, this is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and we're speaking with the editor and general manager of the Courier News, part of several different publications of the Gannett Company, also part of the USA Today network. And you'll probably recognize his name if you read the Courier or anything else, pretty much in Hunter County, New Jersey area, Central Jersey. He's the, editor, and he's going to be speaking. If you're interested in learning about how you can learn more about what they do over there, how to get your company a little more visible, join us on March 1st. And Bringos. You could look it up on Eventbrite. It's the Need It Now Know-How Club. And every 6 weeks or so, we're going to have a featured guest. Paul is our first guest, talking about that, you know, inside look at public relations for companies and individuals. And if you have a topic you'd like to propose to us, we'd love to hear from you. So did you find your article there, Paul?
Yes. There's two ways that you can get to it. If you go to mycentraljersey.com,
okay,
and in the search bar on the top right, type in James Martin. The story will come up with the headline, Catholic Priest Talk Relocated After Online Protest.
Wow.
And then if you go to, if you type Google and go James Martin, mycentraljersey.com, it'll come up that way too.
Okay, can't wait. Everybody out there, take a look. I want to ask you, Paul, about that. It's kind of interesting when you're talking about the fact that you were trying to take the story from all angles. What about when you are pitched a story? Can you give anybody out there some idea or tips or so as to how you want to receive it, having it be from all sides? Or what is the story with that? When you read something, what red flags you right off the bat?
First, it's got to be from something about someone or something within our coverage area of the four counties.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it really doesn't do us – it doesn't – I know it's not going to resonate with our readers. And there should be something that's got, there's got to be some type of action. It just can't be some type of, feel-good story or something like that. Those really don't really do that well. There's got to be some type of call to action involved with it, I think, or some type of news angle that's going to want people to read and pick up the story.
Interesting.
Or read the story online.
Well, that's just a really good point. I want everybody out there, again, to take that in, because as an author myself, I remember speaking to one of my managing editors in the book world, and they said, it's not that we have this overabundance of content. It's the problem is that people send us children books, you know, by authors that are writing children books to an automotive car publisher. There's a mismatch. If you're going to send something to Paul at the, Gannett Company over there, Courier News or wherever, make sure it's relative to the area that he's looking for to provide content to. And he gave a good tip there about having some type of call to action. We only have about 2.5 minutes left, Paul. I want to hand it over to you. Please share with everybody out there a little bit more or anything else you'd like everybody to know about you and your work.
I'm just finishing up my lunch, too. I just want everyone to know that I really believe in what we do as a local media company. I think we serve a vital role. We tell your stories. You know, Mike Deek has been at every key Flemington Council meeting about the hotly contested Union Hotel. I think we've done a really good job with that. If there's something that you think we've missed in your coverage area or your town, you can call me at 908-243-6601 or email me. My email contact information is in the paper every day and online at mycentraljersey.com. And I can't promise that we'll do it, but I can promise that I'll listen, because that's part of my job, too.
Wow. That is just tremendous. And what a really nice offer and very thoughtful words to offer out there. The fact that you'll listen with 300 to 400 emails a day and everything else you got going on, I'll just give you a salute there. And I'd also like you to know that just the fact that, you know, you live in Somerset. You live in Somerville, right? Is that right?
I live in Bridgewater.
Bridgewater, okay. Well, just because of the way that you're talking to our listeners here, particularly those who may be from Hunterdon County, about the Flemington, operations and what's going on with the Raspberries and what's going on with the Union Hotel, you really do can tell you take it in, and that is what a journalist is supposed to do. And so we just want to thank you again. One last word from you, if you'd like to say anything, or otherwise we're going to have to sign off and thank you for coming and calling in.
Well, I thank you for the invitation, and I hope that people will feel free to come out on March 1st and meet me in person. I will not bashful, and I love talking to a group.
We are looking so forward to that, Paul. So, all right, you take care in between now and then, and thank you again for listening to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy signing off here with Paul Grisella, the editor and general manager of the Courier News / Gannett Publications and part of the USA Today Network. He'll be at Mariah, 122 Manners Road, on March 1st between 5:30 and 7:30, answering questions at the Need It Now Know-How Club. Come out and join us. All right, until next week. Thanks again, Paul, and everybody out there, have a great week.
USA Radio News.
It was pretty amazing. The first responders were really the member doctors who were demanding to get off the train. Security was concerned because it looked like there might be gas leakage, and they were concerned there could be an explosion. There wasn't, as it turned out. But you have, unfortunately, a lot of doctors that are members in both chambers. So you had, like, Brad Winthrop and Michael Burgess from Texas, Roger Marshall from Kansas, Senator Cassidy, Bill Cassidy from Louisiana.
Republican Congressman Tom Cole describing the scene as a chartered train carrying Republican lawmakers to a retreat collided with a trash truck in Virginia this morning, killing at least one person and leaving others seriously injured. Now, we are hearing among the serious injuries, none of them were members of Congress. That's according to White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
I'm a squeaky toy, and I've got one job, getting chomped on by this little ankle sniffer. So pardon me for feeling inept compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, while I'm getting slobbered on, Geico is creating cool technology like their mobile app, which lets people pay their bills or file a claim. Plus, Geico is the fastest growing auto insurer for the last 10 years. Is it too much for me to ask for one more feature? Fast and friendly claim service like Geico, maybe? Oh, great. I'm getting buried again.
Version of catchy light pop tunes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh. What was his problem?
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the Geico app.
A Republican bill gutting the Affordable Care Act is headed to the White House after passage by the House. Here's Terry Moore.
The measure faces a certain veto from President Obama, Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan.
Obamacare doesn't work. Higher premiums and fewer choices and restricted access, these are not signs of success.
The bill also strips federal funding from Planned Parenthood for 1 year. Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern.
Millions of more people have health insurance as a result. That's a good thing, but they want to take it away.
It is unlikely that congressional Republican leaders can muster enough votes to override a veto. The health care reform law has survived two serious challenges before the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Terry Moore in Washington.
Are you already having some trouble keeping New Year's resolutions? Psychology professor Tim Bono says people who take just a few minutes a week to accentuate the positives in their lives tend to do better with their resolutions.
It's also one of the easiest behaviors for us to incorporate into our daily lives. And it really doesn't even involve changing anything about our lives. Rather, it's